Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision.
Welcome to another edition of Hear No Evil here on blogtalkradio.com. I am welcoming tonight the EDC tournament founder and former member of the Disco Four, Mr. Greg Marius, should be calling in the show. And we already have a caller on the air. Welcome to Hear No Evil here at Blog Talk Radio. You're on the air.
How you doing, Darlene? This is Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Great to hear you.
You on point, Greg. Welcome to Hear No Evil. How are you?
I'm great. I'm doing fine.
Thank you for calling in. You know, I was thinking about you because I keep seeing this Harlem Shake going viral, and I'm like, okay, I need to let Greg Marius come call into the show and let the listeners know that Harlem Shake that they're showing is not the original Harlem Shake.
Yeah, not at all. Not even close. They're actually shaking like they have ants in their pants. and it's big. It's like, I know different people that's posting different versions of them doing the shake.
Mm-hmm.
And one person got 7 million views. I'm like, wow. And I heard this, you know, the person that made the record made it in May. So it's been out for a while, but, you know, we didn't hear anything about it till just recent. And I got wind of it when they told me that Michael Strahan and Kathy on the you know.
Oh, Kelly. Yes, on the.
Kelly, whatever name
really?
You did.
Wow.
They did the show. They did it on their show. And then what really made me stand up and speak on it on Facebook was when these gentlemen that actually, to me, enhanced it, but I know they didn't create it, they got on the level and said they created it. And one of the guys was a spectator at our games when he watched the real creator, which is Al Cisco. And we called him Al B. Cisco because he always had a bottle of Cisco in his pocket.
Right.
But he was the most creative dancer I ever seen. He used to come in the park, game going on, and he'd just walk across dancing. And we had to run on the court and pull him off the court. But it got to the point that his dances were so entertaining that we actually allowed him to just walk across the court, stop, dance, and the game had to wait for him to finish dancing. That's how entertaining his dances were.
Now, did Al B pass away?
Yeah, he passed away maybe about 3 summers ago.
Oh.
And, you know, that's why it's so important for us to tell the story because, you know, he told me the story how he got to dance. He called it the Al B Shake. His mother taught him to dance. He came up to the park and he did it, showcased it at Rucker Park, EBC tournament.
Right.
And it went on for like a year, year and a half, being one of the hottest dancers. And Puff had a team that year. You know, Diddy had a team.
Right.
And he watched them do it. And then all these kids started, you know, improving on the dance, and they dancing with him.
Right.
Next thing you know, G-Dep comes out with an album, a video, and these guys that were dancing in the park were in the video. And one of the things I spoke up was I just couldn't understand why, you know, they couldn't have came and got Cisco, cleaned him up, dressed him up, and put him in a video with these guys. Like, he's the originator.
Or pay him some dough so that he could get himself together.
But, you know, it that didn't happen. So, you know, that went on. And now, years gone by, you know, it took, Al was really disappointed that he wasn't in the video. Because it's like, he said, I didn't want no money. But I just want recognition for what they're doing right now. And then next thing you know, it was an Eve's album. I forgot all about it. It was an Eve's album, and And what made me remember that is I went on YouTube today because somebody sent me a clip of one of the guys. And he was sitting there showing how he danced in Eve's video, him and the three other guys. And the sad part is he said in the video that he created that, I don't know why they're saying Al created the dance, I created the dance.
Wow.
And I know that's a bold-faced lie because I used to manage them.
Right.
And so you can't tell me that I know that I'm going to forget a group of guys I managed and say that you didn't create the song and I know Al created it. Yeah, you enhanced the song tremendously. Like, you really took it and added stuff, other stuff to it, but you did not create the dance. And you changed the name. It was called the Al B Shake.
Right.
Y'all changed it to the Harlem Shake, but give Al credit for what he created.
Exactly.
And you enhanced it. Fine, you could always speak up and say, yo, we took the dance. The dance was hot. We made it hotter. Yeah, you could say that. And I'm going to agree to that. But don't say you created it. Like, you woke up one day and started doing it, and it became hot later up in Rucker Park. No, it started in Rucker Park.
So now how can you capitalize off of the lies and trademark it? Or, I mean, I know it's known that he is the creator, but what can you do?
My thing is I'm not trying to capitalize on something that man did, and he's not here to get the benefit from.
But doesn't he have family that probably could benefit from
it? Yeah, he does, but what I'm going to capitalize on is the fact that I'm going to put out the true video. I have
video
of it.
That's what I want to hear.
And it's going up tonight. And it has a date on it, and it's going to say the date. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be able to compare it to the dates when these guys did it in E's video and they did it in Puffy's video.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to say, okay, I see where this came from.
Okay.
And that's what I'm going to do tonight.
Okay, well,
I'm
make
just
sure
waiting for
you...
it to be I'm just waiting for it to be emailed to me from my video crew.
Right.
They're pulling it out of the footage we got from back in the 90s because that's how long ago it was made.
Exactly. Wow.
So that's going to shut all that down, and I'm going to post it on YouTube so everybody can see. So
you'll
see the true story.
And what
that's going to be my justification.
But what you should also do, maybe, is set up some type of at Indiegogo.com, maybe you could put that video on there and set up some type of trust fund for maybe his descendants or, you know, relatives or something like that.
I mean, just the kid that did the song. I mean, the kid, whoever did Harlem Shake, he did it in Spanish. That, you know, that's his publishing. That's his whatever.
Yeah.
And that's his dance. You cannot stop that. He got seven, whoever did it. And
right.
The crazy part, the person that did it is not even the one that had the 7 million hits.
Mm.
He's the guy that just happened to capitalize on that.
Wow.
So, and if anybody knows anything about YouTube,
right.
If you sign up to be repaid for your video,
right.
You're making about $2,000. You're making 45%, and YouTube is keeping 55%.
Exactly.
So you're making about $2,000 for every million views.
Right.
So the person that put that up already grossed $14,000 out of a total of maybe
$30,000.
Mm-hmm. Already. Just from views alone.
Yep. That's crazy. But anyway, so what else is going on with the EBC? Because, you know, summertime will be here before we know. What can we expect this year at Rucker Park?
I mean, the good thing is there's no Olympics. There's no international games. So a lot of NBA players are hitting me because of what Kevin Durant did with his 66 points when he came 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to come out there and showcase their talent. So I got a bunch of NBA players that's coming, and I really don't want to say names yet.
Right.
I don't even want to say the two stars that I got that got teams. Because
okay.
When I say those two names, everybody's going to be scratching and crawling and trying to get them in their tournament, because that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody watches what we do. I don't care what they say. They could say, yo, we hot. You know, EBC fell off. Our tournament is hot. What's hot? A crowd? Like, you're going through everything I went through, from the crowds that were smoking and drinking. I eliminated that because I wanted to have a family
mm-hmm.
atmosphere, which we have now. I don't have to worry about the headaches. And you know, we're still doing what we do for years. But we have a legacy. that goes on and on and on for years. And the fact that you can look back at that legacy and say, yo, how many people are going to be able to ever touch that legacy? Well, they had a former president in the park.
Right.
He had the NBA commissioner. He had Denzel Washington, Rihanna, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Puff Daddy, not including all the NBA superstars that are in the All-Star game. 9 of the NBA superstars that played in the 2013 NBA All-Star game played in Rucker Park. From Kobe, Kevin Durant, Joakim Noah, Kyrie Irving, the list goes on. Chris Paul, how many guys can say that? Yeah, you had guys from the neighborhood, or you had Nike bringing guys, but we got guys on the strength of who we were. No other reason. We had performers. Chris Brown performed, Nas, you name it. And we had not too many people going to be ever able to say that they have a legacy like that. Anybody can get a crowd.
True.
Crowd comes from you having the right teams.
Right.
And most of the teams that are hot came from Rucker Park.
Now, let me ask you something. In regards to the teams, like, how does one, let's say, for instance, if you, person listening, they want to join the EBC tournament, do they have to contact you, fill out a form, pay a fee? Like, how
I normally, well, the way I started the tournament was I always looked for brand new teams. I never went to anybody's tournament and solicited the best team. I found teams that I believed in, and they grew when I grew. Those teams ended up going to other tournaments and making those other tournaments. So I don't want anybody to ever feel that we have anything against other tournaments and that other tournaments aren't supposed to be growing. You are supposed to be doing the best of your ability because of the fact that if you're doing a tournament, it's supposed to be for your community because that's why I started mine. It's just that our tournament grew and became globally known. So we got people from all over the world that come here every summer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between our tournament. People come from everywhere to come see our tournament. So we don't just have the neighborhood.
Right.
And so it's you won't really find any teams from other tournaments in our tournament unless they started our tournament first. And there's really no waiting list. Like I keep using the same teams until they get to the point where they're not productive. And they're not putting the full effort in as if, you know, when I first gave them the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how somebody may get a shot at putting another team. So I haven't added a new team in like maybe 2 years.
Okay.
And the newest team to my tournament was R2K. And I normally don't charge for entry fee at all. I pay all entry fees, all referee fees, uniforms, no admission into the park. So everything is funded by EBC, where other tournaments are charging $2,500, $3,000. We don't do that.
Hmm.
So that's why there is no waiting list because we're not looking to grab any new teams. We're fine with the ones we got.
Okay. Okay, so I just hope that there is a way that I can get in there and videotape for Celebrity Showcase TV this summer, because even though I am a park enforcement ranger, I still have a hard time getting in that park. what is the problem at the door? Like, the security is ridiculous. What I got to do? Show my badge? What I got
to
do?
We try. It's first come, first serve. And only time, you know, you never have a problem. All you got to do is ask for me. I'm going
to
make sure
Greg,
you in.
You are too hard to get to the door, to the gate. Trust me, I did that already. I gave up. I said, you know what? I can't even get in this park. I'm looking at him. He can't see me. I said, you know what? I'm going to have to come in uniform. That's the only way I can get in there. I got to be in uniform where nobody is doing. Your security moves out my way. That's the one time I got pulled. But who wants
to come? That means my security's doing their job.
But
that's
who wants to
thing.
Come in uniform? I want to relax like everybody else. You know what I mean? Oh,
well, make sure you ask for me. I'll make sure you get it.
Yes, man. So there you have it. So is there a website that people can go to find out more? You also
You're
updating your website?
Yeah, right now we're updating it because we got a lot of new information that we're putting up,
mm-hmm.
and we're really expanding it so we can do some creative things on it this year.
Now,
but for those who don't know, it's www.ebcruckerpark.com. entertainmentbasketballclassics.com.
Okay.
And we also have a Facebook page, Entertainment Basketball Classics, so you can go like us. And we got a Twitter page, EBC, Twitter and Instagram, is EBC Rucker Park.
Okay.
So just follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We're doing contests right now on those platforms. And we're looking for fan favorites. Like on Thursdays, Throwback Thursdays. Monday and Tuesday, we do some quizzes. So we're just trying to, you know, get our followers up to partake in different things that we're doing with, you know, opportunities to win prizes in the park.
Now, what about vendors? Because I also have 7 books out, and I would like to not, you know, be stopped.
I mean, you can always come set up a table. Work it out with me. We can set up a table.
Oh, that's
But we always
good.
Into education. We look forward to somebody, you know, kids need to read as much as possible.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, is there Wi-Fi in the park yet?
Yeah, we were the first park to get AT&T to put Wi-Fi in there. AT&T was our sponsor last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Rucker Park was the first park to get Wi-Fi, even before Central Park. Now Central Park has it, and 6 other parks have it as well.
Joyce Kilmer has it. I heard they were trying to put it in Crotona, if they haven't already done it. So that's good.
I mean, we always the testing ground for everything.
Yeah, you know how that is. Harlem is always, you know, where everybody, you know, start out, and then everybody tries to mimic everything that what Harlem is doing. But I'm glad to know that you are keeping the legend of Rucker Park, you know, going. It's been around forever. And, you know, I had uncles that played. My cousin Al E. Ford, you know, he played out there.
Yeah, that was my boy.
You know, and then my oldest brother's friends were Pee Wee Kirkland. So all of these people just, you know, have talked about the Rucker. I've grown up, you know, going to the Rucker. And it's just good to know that that you got it going on. And is there ever going to be a Disco 4 reunion?
No. One of our main members passed away maybe about 10 years ago.
Who?
Our other member, Country. Country passed away about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And Troy, he's been locked up for like 20. He had 25. But he had 8 and a third to 25. He ended up doing the whole 25. He's home. Came home like a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the sad part is, this is why I want cats to understand. When you leave and you get locked up, you leave your family behind.
Yeah.
And his father took care of him in jail all those years waiting for him to come home. And his father passed four months before he came home.
Wow.
So when he came out, eventually, after 2 months, he went back to doing what made him go to jail, smoking crack.
Oh, wow. So he's back in there or he's still in the street?
No, he's still out here running around.
Wow.
And his father left him a brownstone.
So what is he doing with the brownstone? He lost it?
He almost lost it.
That's terrible.
Running, acting crazy. And luckily he had a sister that came in, shut that down, the courts gave it back to him.
Right. Wow. The drug world, I tell you, it messed up a lot of people. A lot of people made money with it, but a lot of people, a lot of families were destroyed by it. You know what I mean? Like anything in life, anything you do too much of will get to the best of you, you know? But Greg,
I'm sure that house is worth about $1.5 million.
Well, don't let him know that because...
Oh, he knows. He's not stupid. He's just dumb. He just do dumb stuff.
Mm.
And his father would have kept him grounded, but, you know, if he'd have came home at 8 and a 30 like he was supposed to, or not even go to jail, he would have lived his life with his father and enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's a real terrible thing to hear. But I'm glad to know that you and Al Cash and y'all still doing your thing up there and Gus and everybody is still, you know, still around.
Yeah, we're still family. But one of the things I like to say is a lot of people are confused with Entertainment Basketball Classic and Rucker. It's two different entities.
True.
Rucker was a tournament that was before us. We had nothing to do with. We didn't join forces.
Right.
They had their own history. We got our own history. We just had the same common ground, which was Rucker Park.
Exactly.
So.
Right.
But I respect that tournament because they did a lot prior to us. You know, they had the P.B. Kirkland, Joe Hammonds, Wilt Chamberlain, those type of guys.
Right.
We had Allen Iversons, Kevin Durant, Kevin Garnett.
You're the new generation.
So we all have our own history.
You're the new generation of ballers. It's nothing wrong with that. And after this crew of NBA players, you may have another group coming under you that may take over, or you may, you know, leave a legacy to a younger group of kids and continue the EBC. You never know. It's all about a cycle. But as long as you are helping people stay off the streets and playing ball in a concrete jungle, there's nothing wrong with that. Because street ball, if you can't play street ball, it's just nothing. You know, sometimes these NBA cats lose that street credibility. But they need to know, you know, the EBC, that helps enhance your skills.
Yeah, we've been blessed by God to continue what we've been doing for the last 30 years. So
Thank God,
and I just want people to know that with God, everything is possible.
That's right, and I'm a true believer in that. And now, when does the EBC tournament begin this year?
This year is Monday, June 17th, kickoff.
Okay.
So if you're not there, don't be mad and say you couldn't get in.
Okay, and what time?
You know the date.
What time does it normally start?
6 o'clock, first game. You got to get there early.
Listen, I'm going to try and get there as early as possible for the first day, okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks.
I'll be looking for you. No problem, definitely.
Thanks for calling in, and wish you a lot of luck. And you heard it from Greg Marius. He knew the originator of the Al B Shake, also known as the Harlem Shake, and he is going to put up the footage. Hopefully he'll tag me, and then I'll, you know, make that viral as well, because we got to let it be known. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Stop taking from Harlem. All right, Greg. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond.
Love that song. Love that song so much. Welcome back to Hear No Evil. Well, we're winding down the show. Just a little bit of information. As you heard earlier, I had the founder of the Entertainers Basketball Classic that takes place at the Rucker Park in Harlem, 155th Street and 8th Avenue, also known as Frederick Douglass Boulevard. Greg Marius, and he is going to put up the video of the original person, Al Cisco, or doing the Al B Shake, known also as the Harlem Shake, so that people understand who the original was and where it was originally showcased at the EBC in Harlem at the Rucker Park. So I don't know what you're seeing now that's going viral. They are not doing a Harlem Shake. Matter of fact, it's a disrespect to Harlem and Al Cisco. So Greg said that he will also probably try to set up some type of fund for the family, you know, because it doesn't make sense that these people are promoting. That's why it's very important, guys and girls, that you trademark your brand. And you own your footage, and you own your product line, and you own your logo, and you make sure that you monetize your brand, because people just come along and just steal your likeness and just do whatever they want. Now, you can listen to our show on blogtalkradio.com/HearNoEvil every day. However, we also will be accepting advertisements from you if you're an author, if you're a singer, a dancer, a small business owner. You can just go to futurenetworkproductions.com, click on the radio link, fill out that form online, submit it, and pay your fee. Or you can email your music, your pictures, or whatever to DarleneReneeLewis@yahoo.com, and we'll send you the link to make the payment. And for 1 month, every week, we will showcase your product. And every day, for 30 days, we will showcase your product on our radio's website. And you will get a free banner, a free web banner that you can use in your promotion. Now, that fee is a very minimal fee. So take advantage of that opportunity, okay? Get my books, Hip Hop Before the Bling, and the latest book, The Harlem Poet, also the book Deadbeat, the book Model Biz 101, at lulu.com/DarleneLewis. And I am still hosting Celebrity Showcase TV, which is every Wednesday on Time Warner Channel 56, RCN Cable Channel 83, Fios Channel 34. Make sure you send in your pics, DarleneReneeLewis@yahoo.com, for the movie Model Behavior, produced and directed by Chandra Payton, the creator of Dauphine of France Couture. Until next week. Have a great one.
Feel like forever, that's always emotional, but still. such a